Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback.
The song you're about to hear from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts was originally recorded by a British group called The Arrows back in 1975. It was a knee-jerk response to the Rolling Stones song, It's Only Rock and Roll. The Stones performed the song on Top of the Pops, and It's Only Rock and Roll was an apology to those jet-setting prince and princesses that Mick Jagger was hanging around with. The song I Love Rock and Roll was released as a B-side with The Arrows, and it suffered from a poor run of luck at the time of its release. First, it had to be re-released as an A-side. Second, the song came out during an English newspaper strike, so new songs weren't getting the exposure they normally would get. And thirdly, the Arrows were feuding with their record label. As a result, the song didn't chart and was banished to obscurity. All was not lost, however, as the Arrows performed the song when they were given their own TV show from 1976 to 1977 in the UK. It was that show that Joan Jett saw in 1976, which prompted her to acquire a copy, producing what is arguably one of the most successful covers in rock history. Joan Jett was touring England as a member of the all-teenage girl group called The Runaways. She wanted to record the song, but the other members didn't like it and made the mistake of passing it up. Finally, in 1981, Jett recorded the song with her new band, The Blackhearts, resulting in a monster hit. Joan Jett recalls struggling to get a record deal and had to form her own label, Blackheart Records, to release the album in America. In the original version, the lyrics are about a guy picking up a young girl and taking her home, which was fairly typical rock and roll subject matter. When Jett covered this, however, it became a song about a girl who notices a guy next to a jukebox and brings him home to have relations. Other hit songs like Physical by Olivia Newton-John and Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar also had sexual overtones, but Jett sang about aggressively pursuing the guy, which for many women made this a female empowerment anthem. The song went on to help shape Joan Jett's image as a tough, confident rock star and became an inspiration to many female musicians. This seems like a perfect fit for a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance, but when Jett was inducted in 2015, she didn't play the song. Although it is by far her biggest hit, Jett has downplayed it throughout her career. So here is that Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with one of the biggest rock hits in history. It's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with I Love Rock and Roll. It's your KQAK 435 Flashback.